It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, President Donald Trump may have had his flaws as a human being, but one thing you cannot accuse him of is failing to deliver the goods to help a satirical podcast fill its minutes. In Bugle issue 4096, back in September 2019, I, Alice Fraser and Hari Kondabolu took a look at Trump's State of the Union address, and as you'd imagine, there was plenty to unpack, and once you'd unpacked it, you didn't want to pack it back up again. You wanted to bury it in the ground and wish it had never existed.
Top story. America has its State of the Union. America in peril. Karma apologizes for being late.
Yes, indeed. Donald Trump delivered his second State of the Union address on Tuesday, urging unity despite, well, being Donald Trump. It was an astonishingly perfect platonic rendition of barefaced hypocrisy. I mean, I say barefaced despite the fact that he at all times seems to be peering through a skin-tight bank heist mask made out of old ladies' tights, or that thing that people in prison do when they want to protect themselves from jail predators by smearing themselves in their own poo.
What thing? What do you mean, that thing?
I heard about it on a podcast. It's called Bronzing Up.
Look, Alice, you should not need...
Which podcast?
Exactly. You should not need to be told that not everything you hear on podcasts is true.
Fair call.
You of all people.
That was in the bin 3 months ago.
It's fair to say, Hari, not everyone was impressed by Trump's speech. Nancy Pelosi, sitting behind him, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, applauded Trump very much like a conservationist applauding a colleague who's just castrated the last remaining male of an endangered rhino species and said, right, where do we plant them so they grow? How did you enjoy it as an American?
Well, Andy, I expected to be really angry, but I was mostly numb. So I'm at that stage of grief now. I was offended as a stand-up comic by all the undeserved standing ovations. Not a single joke that I would want to even bother writing wasn't even kind of funny. Every 2 minutes, someone's standing up.
Right. I mean, is this not just that kind of, you know, the comedy of awkwardness, the funny because it's not funny?
You know what? I think if there weren't consequences, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big deal. Melania was there because it is stipulated in her contract, the contract she signed to play Donald Trump's wife until 2020, at which point there is a team option for 4 more years. That option will likely be picked up. She looked orange, which I found amazing because they always say spouses start looking like each other after a while, and it didn't take that long. She was a very sharp orange.
Right. They eat a lot of carrots, to be fair to them.
So how they keep their eyesight so sharp.
He chose a very interesting strategy in the beginning of the State of the Union, because he chose history. Like, he began with talking about World War II and the liberation of Dachau, and then he went into the moon landing and how incredible an achievement that was 50 years ago, and then Buzz Aldrin was there. And it seemed like he wanted to focus on things he did not accomplish and was not there for, just to remind people how good it could be or was at one point. Like, I was waiting for him to mention Jonas Salk curing polio. I was expecting him to say, remember the Wright brothers and when they flew in Kitty Hawk? I was expecting him to say, remember the 1984 men's hockey team which beat Russia in the Olympics? I expected him to say, do you remember when President Bill Pullman gave a speech in front of the world as the aliens invaded the United States and rest of the world? And as humanity conquered the universe once and for all. Also, remember Beyonce. Always remember Beyonce.
Harry, I'm just going to have to pick you up on something here. It was 1980, the Soviet Union versus America ice hockey match. The Miracle on Ice in Lake
Placid. Oh, no.
It wasn't Sarajevo 1984. Far from it.
Oh, my God. I am so embarrassed. Because obviously everyone caught that error as I was saying it.
Look, I don't mind bullshit on this program, Harry, but I will not take sporting factual inaccuracies.
There was a sporting element to this because the Republicans in particular kept chanting USA, USA. And I don't remember what Trump said to trigger that reaction, but I was scared to death that there would be a hate crime during the State of the Union. Whenever I hear angry white people chant that, I start walking in the other direction. It's strange because they were chanting USA, USA, while in the USA during the State of the USA's Union.
Well, it's just to very make redundant. Sure of these things. You know? I'm just interesting. You mentioned that, you know, you mentioned a lot of things he had nothing to do with, and also, raised the fact that there were more women in Congress than ever before. And in a way, he did. I mean, that is his accomplishment in a lot of ways. That's clearly he finally woke America out of its sexist slumber. He's given feminism a real shot in the arm. I mean, a president who was less of a gropey misogynist probably wouldn't have been nearly so inadvertently progressive.
I particularly enjoyed the way that the large number of women who were sitting there, a lot of them chose to wear white in deference to the suffrage.
Oh, I thought that was because they'd just come from playing a cricket match.
They wanted to assert that they weren't having their period so that he'd take them seriously. But that they sort of alternated between, I think, trying to encourage him in his more sort of reasonable and statesmanlike remarks by standing up and applauding him, with a few notable exceptions. Social media star Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was particularly working on her stank face at all times.
Oh, what face?
Stank face.
Stank face?
Yes, like when someone makes a stank and you go, ugh. That's the face you make.
Right, okay. Yep.
It's a legitimate word in modern parlance.
Stank face, right.
She had a face on.
Yes.
Is my point.
She looked about as impressed as a vegan nun at a pagan badger slaying and devil summoning convention. And tweeted afterwards, after she was criticised for not looking positive in her usual style, and not unreasonably tweeted, why would she, with Trump speaking out of his own mouth, and tweeted this: "We are flying without a pilot." Now, I would dispute from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I think there is definitely a pilot in America, and that is in many ways the problem. It's not the lack of pilot, it's who the pilot is, what he's doing, and the fact that he's locked himself in the cockpit and is shouting, "Digga, digga, 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 digga." That mountain looks to be funny. I'm going to teach it a lesson it will not f***ing forget. That's the problem.
Did you notice that his tie was crooked?
Oh, I didn't.
The whole State of the Union, his tie was crooked, and no one bothered telling him, which tells you a lot about what people think about him.
Stop slut-shaming him.
I mean, the crookedness just seemed symbolic. Like, yes, that is appropriate.
He's being to his credit, by his own tie.
To his credit, he brought out a family who lost loved ones who were killed by undocumented immigrants, which is evil. It's evil that he chose to do that, but he brought them out. He brought out a couple of black folks who were pardoned and released from prison. He brought out a little girl who survived cancer.
Where's he been keeping all these people?
Well, I mean, I think they're part of the actors that apparently also serve as victims in all these shootings. Mm. They're from the same repertory theater.
Oh, this conspiracy goes right to the top.
But I think he should be commended for exploiting such a diverse range of people. Like, this is the kind of representation I did not want necessarily, but still, I like the fact that some of us are now on the screen.
Trump said, "We must reject the politics of revenge, resistance, and retribution, and embrace the boundless potential of cooperation, compromise, and the common good." And clearly, someone switched the verbs in those sentences on the auto cue. It was a classic Anchorman-style prank, and it was clearly supposed to be, "We must embrace the politics of revenge, resistance, and retribution." It'll make a lot more sense. Trump calling for conciliation and bipartisan cooperation, to me, is like someone writing the words, "Do not allow your dog to foul the sidewalk," on the sidewalk using his own shit.
Throughout the speech, Nancy Pelosi was staring at a stack of papers in front of her. I don't know if those were like a copy of the remarks or basically the order of events. As she was staring at those papers, she looked like she was staring at a menu and hated every single dish. But was trying to be polite.
There was a lot of people picked up on the fact, Harry, that Trump didn't mention climate change. And from a global perspective, it's a curious oversight, given that climate change is essentially the biggest issue facing the entire planet. The clock is ticking, and even more concerningly, it's not a real clock. It's obviously not just a clock. There's wires clearly sticking out of it. Joel Clement, who'd resigned from the Interior Department over Trump's battle against climate science, said the Trump's administration's strategy is to ignore climate change, pretend it doesn't exist, and pretend the science doesn't exist, even if it is coming from its own agencies. Well, I say, have you got a better way of dealing with climate change than that? Than just flatly ignoring it? Because there's no other solution that isn't really difficult, quite expensive, and a bit inconvenient. So that has to be the best option.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna disagree with you, Andy, with regards to him not mentioning climate change, because he kind of mentioned it. Because he said AIDS will be eliminated in a decade, which to me implied global warming will kill us all by then.
Thank you once again for listening. If you want to hear more of Alice and you're heading to the Edinburgh Fringe this year, you can get tickets to The Gargle Live at thebuglepodcast.com now. And also find details of Alice's solo show elsewhere on the internet.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.